Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying A Focused Lifestyle, Bible Bits from Proverbs. In this session, we'll be looking at Proverbs chapter 23, verses 29 to 35, bottle-assisted suicide. Human life is so sacred to God that Jesus Christ died for it. And yet, there is a practice so common today pointed at destroying that life. He valued at such a high price that life. Bottle-assisted suicide or alcoholism is what we want to talk about. It brings physical pain and destruction. It destroys mental capacity. It produces emotional breakdown. It steals material resources. And still, the victim continues to crave more of it. Alcoholic beverages. Sadly, many believers wrongly think the Bible condones the use of alcoholic beverages. This practice is justified because no direct command forbids it. This is pure ignorance of the concept of commands versus principles in the Bible. Gambling is a sin. Greed, lack of contentment, laziness. Tobacco is a sin. It's just a lack of concern for the body. Pornography is a sin. Lust, mental adultery, no self-control. Abstinence from alcoholic beverages is also a biblical principle. What is the goal of the Christian life? It's spiritual maturity and lifestyle excellence. Let's read our text, Proverbs 23, verses 29 down to verse 35. Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has contentions? Who has complaints? Who has wounds without cause? Who has redness of eyes? Those who linger long at the wine. Those who go in search of mixed wine. Do not look on the wine when it's red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it swirls down smoothly. At the last it bites like a serpent and stings like a viper. Your eyes will see strange things and your heart will utter perverse things. Yes, you will be like one who lies down in the midst of the sea or like one who lies at the top of the mast saying, they have struck me, but I was not hurt. They have beaten me, but I did not feel it. When shall I awake that I may seek another drink? This text is a masterpiece on the sorry state of an alcohol drinker. And verse 31 is a caution to stay away from this sin. Do not look on the wine when. Don't be ruled by your senses, but by reason and truth. The eye is a very deceitful guide for life. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 6. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Deception. It looks good and tastes great, but it's deadly. They were deceived to think that the consequences of disobedience to God's command would not affect them. Genesis chapter 3 and verse 4. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. The idea that it won't happen to me is pure deception. Remember the law of the harvest. You reap in a different season than when you sow. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7 warns us about playing with sin. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. In the beginning, it seems to have no effect. But in the end, is always disastrous. Verse 32 of our text. But at the last, it bites like a serpent and stings like a viper. Yet alcohol is always advertised by its looks and its tastes. Don't be taken by the attraction of this or any other sin. Don't look lest you lust. Our text for this session speaks of three consequences of alcohol use. Each one is worse than the previous. Put yourself in the place of a fish in Satan's favorite fishing hole. Beware of the bait because it always conceals the hook. At the last, it bites like a serpent and stings like a viper. All sin is bitter in the end, but this one more so. Sickness, disease, poverty, ruin, realization, bitterness, and regret of a wasted life. Well, let's look at that. First, alcohol promotes quarrels. Look at verses 29 and 30. Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has contentions? Who has complaints? Who has wounds without cause? Who has redness of eyes? Those who linger long at the wine, those who go in search of mixed wine. Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has contentions? Everyone in the world has those. But those who drink alcohol bring it on themselves. They are fools whose lips cause fights. Someone wrote, when the wine is in, the wits are out. And the passions are up. Drunken arguments quickly become drunken brawls. Who has wounds without cause? Wounds received in defense of country or in the just cause are marks of honor. Wounds received in drunkenness are marks of disgrace. Who has redness of eyes? Well, verse 30 gives two reasons. Spending much time drinking alcoholic beverages when you should have been sleeping and been responsible. Many precious hours were wasted on alcohol. And second, drinking strong liquor that heavily intoxicates is the easiest to drink with the strongest effects. So alcohol promotes quarrels. Second, alcohol promotes immorality. Look at verse 33. Your eyes will see strange things, and your heart will utter perverse things in heart and by tongue. Alcohol ignites the flame of lust. As someone said, Casanova in a bottle. The King James Version reads, see strange things, behold strange women. How many adulterous affairs begin in a nightclub? The fact is, alcohol lowers inhibition to immoral actions. Alcohol makes the tongue bold. It's often referred to as courage in a bottle. Utter perverse things. Things contrary to reason, religion, or respect, which they would be ashamed to speak if they were sober. Some people have to get drunk before dealing with problems. So alcohol promotes immorality. And third, alcohol promotes confusion of thoughts. Look at verses 34 and 35. Yes, you will be like the one who lies down in the midst of the sea, or like the one who lies at the top of the mast saying, they've struck me, but I was not hurt. They've beaten me, but I did not feel it. When shall I awake that I may seek another drink? Those under the influence of alcoholic beverages don't know where they are, what they say, or what they do. Heads get light like lying down on a rolling sea. Their judgment becomes clouded. There's no steadiness, no consistency, like one who lies at the top of the mast. Proverbs 31 and verse 5, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the justice of all the afflicted. Isaiah 28 and verse 7, but they also have erred through wine and through intoxicating drink are out of the way. The priest and the prophet have erred through intoxicating drink. They are swallowed up by wine. They are out of the way through intoxicated drink. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. Their fear is gone. No concern of danger. No response to rebuke. No fear of the judgment of God. Punishment is wasted on them. Their hearts are hardened. When shall I awake that I may seek another drink? Deuteronomy 29, verses 19 and 20. And so it may not happen when he hears the words of this curse that he blesses himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace, even though I follow the dictates of my heart, as though the drunkard could be included with the sober. The Lord would not spare him, for then the anger of the Lord and his jealousy would burn against that man, and every curse that is written in this book would settle on him, and the Lord would blot out his name under heaven. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 11. Woe to those who rise early in the morning, that they may follow intoxicating drink, who continue until night, till wine inflames them. If this is the end of the sin of alcohol, and it is, then stop at the beginning. Do not look on the wine. Period. No, the Bible does not condone alcoholic beverages. In the Southern Baptist Church, the church covenant prohibited its sale and consumption as sin for a committed Christian. It used to be taken seriously. If you drank alcoholic beverages, even socially or occasionally, you were not considered a member in good standing of the church. Jesus Christ died for this and every other sin. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, and do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. Do you want God's best in your life? A Spirit-filled life? Abstain from the sin of alcoholic beverages. Don't be like the prodigal son who lost everything before repenting. You give that some thought, and you have a great day. This is a long one. Baptized. Okie dokie pokie.